Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Orioles do not lose with Cooper Hummel on the roster. They've won 6-8. They swept the White Sox. Let's go out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Our friend Jacob Kalbermeier covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. He joins us now. And Jacob, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Are you buying what the starting rotation has been selling over these last couple weeks?
Hey, fellas, just want to say thanks for having me on. If you hear a baby getting a diaper change or watching Miss Rachel while holding my other phone, that's actually happening.
So, oh, very nice.
We love it. We're
multitasking.
Here for it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just a massive poop right before the call. So.
Yes.
Nice. Okay. Perfect. We have that effect.
Am I buying what the rotation is selling? Sort of. Like, I do think a lot of the arrows for these guys are pointing up, and that's not counting Trevor Rogers, who, if I had to guess, would probably be one of this team's 3, 4, 5 best starting pitchers at this point, because I am sort of buying what he was selling in Boston. Am I buying that this team is like back or on track, or what they should be doing? No, that was maybe against Chicago, the most inconsequential series sweep in MLB history. The Orioles did not play well. In fact, if Brian Baker yesterday in the ninth inning had pitched the way that Felix Bautista did in the ninth inning of the game that got Brandon Hyde fired, that loss would have been arguably just as embarrassing as that loss against the Nationals was. And so is the rotation better? Yes. Is the team anywhere back on track? No.
Well, Jacob, focusing in on Charlie Morton, what has been the difference for him in this recent turnaround?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a couple things. I think obviously it all goes back to the curveball, which looks like an actual pitch now, whereas before it was like 33% of them were missing arm side and just not even close to the strike zone. He wasn't able to backdoor it to lefties at all. Then the other third were coming out of his hand pretty clearly going to be a ball low. So now it looks like it's the pitch that, you know, close to what it was in the past. And it's a game changer for him. With that pitch back, then he has a ton more confidence. And then the fastball command is also a lot better. So is this like surprising? No, I think most people recognize that even if Charlie Morton had like fallen off of a cliff and he wasn't going to be as good as he had been the past couple of years, most people still wouldn't have said that he was going to have a 9 ERA or whatever it was at the end of April. And so, you know, is this going to be what Charlie Morton is the rest of the season? Also, probably not. But is he going to end the season, if he continues starting in the rotation for the rest of the year, is he going to end the season with an ERA between, you know, 4.8 and 5.8? Probably. Does that change any of the discourse about that signing or Mike Elias's investment in the offseason in his starting rotation? It shouldn't. There should be no revisionist history here when it comes to the Morton signing. But there can be redemption. He has pitched well, and he does deserve to maybe end his career on a little bit of a better note than maybe the season started.
Adley Rutschman had a 182, 265, 295 slash line in the month of May in 25 games played. Jacob, he is 292nd out of 311 qualified players with a 316 slugging percentage since June 20th of last year. We had John Morosi on last week. He referenced, we talked about the Tigers. He referenced Spencer Torkelson, a 1-1 himself, going back down to the minors, having to be humbled some, having to reinvent himself, and then come back up and be an impactful player. Like, is there a case to be made if this slide continues that Adley Rutschman needs to go to Norfolk and get himself back together?
Yeah, I really respect John. I think comparing Adley Rutschman to Spencer Torkelson is, frankly, one of the more crazy things I've ever heard. Is there a case to send Adley Rutschman down? I guess perhaps. I guess somebody could make one. Are we at that point yet? I would say no, because, listen, the stats that you gave me are the stats, and you're sure not going to see me argue against them. I also believe since, like, May 15th, he's hitting, like, 275. So, like, there are things here that we can point to that we can look at. The past week has been sort of weird for him. He obviously took a foul ball off the mask, missed a couple games. And so I'm not throwing out really the past week, but I don't really think anything has changed with Adley Rutschman in the past week or the past 2 weeks. And so I don't think it's time to send him down. I don't understand what that would accomplish. There is perhaps a player on this roster that they could send down that they would need to get back on track. That player, Heston Kerstad, would be a better comp to Spencer Torkelson, mm-hmm. or some other guys that you send down and say, hey, you're going to be down there for 2 to 4 weeks. You're going to get back on track. You're going to come back up. Is Adley Rutschman really going to benefit from going down to Norfolk? I don't see how that could be the case. If Adley Rutschman is no longer the player that he was for the first 2.5 years of his career, I don't think a trip to Norfolk is going to fix that.
We're talking with Jacob Calvin-Meyer. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Jacob, why can't this team hit with runners in scoring position?
Well, I would say in the month of, I don't know, if you asked me that question at the end of April, I would have honestly just said, like, hey, it's bad luck, and, like, that's just, like, baseball's weird and annoying. If you ask me what's the reason in the month of May, it's because, you know, half of their lineup is filled with guys like Emmanuel Rivera and Dylan Carlson and Cooper Hummel and Jordan Adams are on the roster, and they have 5 of their 9 starting position players injured. Now, that excuse doesn't make, you know, it doesn't really fill in for April, and the April excuse can't really be the excuse for the entire season. So, like most things, it's probably 3, 4, 5 different reasons that make up this pie. You know, if you look at the end of the season, I'm sure there's going to be some positive regression. In fact, that's already happened. I do believe the numbers in May were better than the numbers in April. I don't even think they're one of the 2 or 3 worst teams in baseball with runners in scoring position anymore, or at least they weren't a couple days ago when I looked. And so one of the things that's interesting is they are going to get Kowser back. They're going to get Westberg back. Kowser, worth noting, wasn't great with runners in scoring position last season, but that can always change. And then they hire this John Mabry guy who has experience as a big league hitting coach, and maybe he's going to impart some wisdom on this team. But I don't know. The looking too deep into runners in scoring position stuff is tough for me. It's less about the runners in scoring position and just the fact that, like, this offense isn't good right now and it hasn't been good for a while. And if I had to pick the main reason for that, and I know it's not fun for anybody, the main reason for that is the injuries.
Well, one guy that's shocking as we sit here on June 2nd just has 15 RBIs, and that's Gunnar Henderson. Jacob, how would you grade his season thus far?
Yeah, that's a great question, actually, because I think there's been so much focus on, and rightfully so, on Adley Rutschman's underperformance and obviously Heston Kerstad and Cody Mayo when he's gotten opportunities. I don't know exactly what the numbers are for Gunnar, but my guess is that his OPS is the difference between what his OPS should be and what it is now, or what you think Gunnar Henderson's OPS should be and what it is now, is probably similar to the difference of what you think Adley Rutschman's OPS should be and what it is now. Now, part of that is just because Gunnar Henderson is a much better player than Adley Rutschman. But yeah, it's been a weird season for him because in a lot of ways he looks like Gunnar Henderson at the plate, but in terms of the pull side power and lifting the ball in the air, not even just pull side, but overall, he's one of these guys, and there's a lot of them for some reason, that are hitting the ball on the ground a ton. The Orioles rank bottom of the league in near bottom of the league in line drive percentage. And, you know, they're hitting into a ton of double plays. And so his average exit velo is super high, but that's not accounting for the fact that he's just not lifting the ball that the way that he should be. That could be a lot of different things. Hitters do go through things like this in a season. And so maybe he gets back on track and finds a way to lift the ball. Maybe that injury had, you know, played a role in this early in the season. How would I grade his season? I don't know if I can give an actual grade other than just say that it's weird. And I'm curious to see if at the end of the season we look back and say, oh, okay, that was just a weird 2 months for Gunnar Henderson, and then he started playing like himself the rest of the way. Or if this is going to be this isn't his sophomore year, but a third-year slump, or however you want to put it. If this is going to be, hey, this is a step back from the type of player that he was last season.
Well, as you noted, even this weekend, they did not play distinguished baseball, and they have a much more difficult schedule to come in June. And there's been reporting, various national reporters, I think Ken Rosenthal might have been the first, saying that the Orioles are letting people know that they're probably going to sell and that they're open, you know, that they may be open for business earlier than later. Do you think Mike Elias gets ahead of this and by July the 4th, they've already, you know, because they got a lot, they potentially have a lot of work to do here if they are going to get rid of most of the guys who have expiring contracts and hold some trade value. Do you think we see something in the next month?
Yeah. I mean, I think it might really depend on how the team plays in the next 7 to 14 days. If they go, you know, 10-4 or whatever, then maybe he does decide to wait at that point. I don't know if even that would be the right decision. I think it's fair to say that right now this team is cooked and that there's almost nothing that they can do to make the playoffs. That doesn't mean I still think the smart money would be on this team being much better the rest of the way and maybe being a pretty good team in the second half. But in no way, shape, or form does that mean that they can get to a point where they're going to win 86 to 88 games and make the playoffs. And so there's a strong argument to make that he should get ahead of this. Of course, you need a buyer and you need teams that are going to be willing to maybe pay a little bit more than they would, you know, in late July. But there are teams who are fighting for these wild card spots that, you know, getting an extra 2 months of a leg up would help them. And so, you know, we saw it, for example, Kansas City, I believe 2 years ago, they traded away Aroldis Chapman. They got Cole Reagans. That trade was in June, and it worked out for Texas. They won a World Series, and it worked out for Kansas City, obviously. And so, if there's a Cole Reagans out there, then they should go get that guy. It's much easier said than done. But the one thing I've been thinking of a lot is the qualifying offers. I wrote about it a couple of days ago. You know, they've got four guys that have reasonable cases that they could receive the qualifying offer at the end of the year. All four of those guys getting it from the Orioles, if, you know, let's say they don't trade anybody and they, you know, they're not going to hand out four qualifying offers, almost certainly not. And, you know, it's not a guarantee that any of those guys individually would get it, probably except for Zach Eflin. But the question you have to ask yourself is you would probably want to get more value in return at the trade deadline than you would in the compensation pick were you to keep that player and slap the QO on him and potentially get the comp pick. If you wait until late July, are you going to get more than what the comp pick would be for a player like O'Hearn or Sagano? Again, they're not guaranteed to be given the qualifying offer. And if they are, maybe they take it, which frankly wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. Because if you imagine what this team is going to look like next year without O'Hearn or Mullins in the lineup and in the clubhouse, I think that's pretty concerning. But yeah, it's like I'm not really sure how much they're going to get for these guys at the deadline and whether it's going to be more than what that compensation would be. There's a ton of factors that go into all of this. But one way to maximize your value is to trade now and not wait until late July. Additionally speaking, Cedric Mullins is hurt right now.
Exactly.
You know, just imagine if you wait, 6 weeks and Sagano and Eflin get hurt. And it's just like, man, they've really missed an opportunity. And so it's tough, but I think it's something that you have to think about. And it would shock me if Mike Elias isn't thinking about it.
Jacob Kavanmeyer covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. Jacob, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
I just would like to thank Miss Rachel for getting us through this.
Yes.
for getting
thank you, Miss Rachel.
This, radio hit. So thank you to her.
Thank you, Miss Rachel. Thank
hat
you,
tip
Jacob.
And assist.
Yeah, yes. Hey, Brittany Giroli is going to join us coming up at 3:30. But coming up next, we get back to Adley Rutschman. And what exactly does Adley need? And does he, if we disagree with Jacob, does he need a minor league reset? We'll discuss Totally Radley next here on The Fan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Well, he came up at 22, struggled hitting right-handed the next year. I mean, it was lights out from both sides. Really great first half last year. And doesn't get to the changeup.
Rutschman down on strikes. And Rutschman down on strikes.
Highlights courtesy of Mass and Jim Palmer trying to paint a pretty picture on Adley Rutschman before he struck out. And then Brett Hollander on the call on a couple of strikeouts. Adley Rutschman, man, batting 203, his own base is 300. He's got an OPS of 632, only 15 RBIs, yet he continues to be in the top third of the lineup. What should the Orioles be doing with Adley Rutschman?
I respect the heck out of Jacob Calvin-Meyer and how he covers the team and his opinions on the team. Homeboy's got six RBIs the month of May, and he's batting in the two-hole every night. Like, that's abject failure. A 550 OPS for a month of baseball in what should be his prime, age 27 year, and you're telling me none of this is mental? This guy isn't completely broken and doesn't need to go get out of this limelight, get out of here and go ride the bus for 2 weeks and figure himself out again, rediscover his love of the game, like remake some connection that he's not making now. He's a failing ball player. Like, he's not bad. He's God bleeping awful. How do you have a 316 slug in a calendar year?
Not good.
He's getting five plate appearances a night. They're not trying to hide the guy. Their only way to handle him up here is to shove him down our throats. And it's breaking him. He's broken.
That's the biggest thing, because in 31 of the games that he's played thus far, he's been in the two hole. And those numbers, 171 batting average, 564 OPS, they're doing him no favors.
At the very least,
that's the
thing. You got to move him down the line.
You can control that. You can control that. And maybe it does nothing. And maybe it doesn't take any pressure off of him at all. But at least try that.
Like, I mean, when we start talking about people who batted 180 for a month in the two hole as a former 1-1 who was supposed to be the guy who changed their fortunes, and now we win because he got here. And you're going to tell me that he belongs in the major leagues. I'm saying why.
We put up a poll, Twitter poll of the day, sponsored by Tee Time Golf Pass. Check out exclusive Tee Time deals at your favorite courses at TeeTimeGolfPass.com. Jason gave you all the ugly numbers. What do you do with Adley Rutschman? I'm over 200 votes in. IA1057 The Fan is how you can vote on this poll on Twitter. Drop to the bottom of the order, 55.7%. Send him to AAA for a reset, 26.9%. Bench him for a few days, 9.5%. 8% say it's fine. Don't do anything.
I'm amazed at how stubborn they are with him. Like, at the very least, he should have been put in the bottom third of the order a long time ago.
Last year.
And now he's still sitting.
There's only 19 qualified hitters in the last calendar year who have a worse slugging percentage than him.
And his defense stinks.
And like, those guys aren't getting 5 plate appearances a night. They've already been marginalized.
Yeah, he like at
they're spare parts. This guy they treat like he's the main thing.
At least if he was good defensively, you could sell me on that. And he's
that's
not.
Why he needs to go back to Nofa.
Like, he's not good defensively. He's not good with the blocking or the framing, or and he can't throw. I don't know how that improves.
Yeah, I don't know if Norfolk's gonna fix the defense.
Maybe more waltzes.
This is like, you can couch it any way you want, and maybe he was slightly turning a corner for a series or two before he took the ball off the mask. But like, these results are completely in line with what we saw the last 4 months of last season. July, August, September, and then a little bit of October. Well, like, the results are absolutely on the exact same curve that he was on, and that's a downward curve, the second half of last season.
Well, I can almost guarantee you he'll be in the lineup batting second tomorrow night when they take on the Seattle Mariners. Coming up next, Orioles. They've had a lot going on. They fired their manager. They've hired a new hitting coach. They should be sellers. What does Brittany Giroli think about what the Orioles are up to? She covers Major League Baseball for The Athletic, and she joins us next.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
The Orioles have won 6 of 8, but they are sitting at 22-36. They're off today, start a series in Seattle tomorrow. They fired their manager. They brought in a new senior hitting coach. Let's talk some Orioles baseball, maybe some Major League Baseball as well, as we head up to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Brittany Giroli covers Major League Baseball for The Athletic, and she joins us now. And Brittany, thank you for your time. We appreciate it. If we can, let's go backwards before we go forwards. Just your thoughts on the Brandon Hyde dismissal and the way the Orioles handled it.
Well, I think, you know, I talked about this several weeks before it happened, but it was always going to be Brandon Hyde that wore it first. Mm. And certainly, I think the big problem lies in the front office, and that's no secret. You know, they are responsible for putting the team together. I don't think when you look at that roster and look at the additions they made, especially on the pitching side, that anybody could have managed this team to all of a sudden be a first-place team. Now, I do think when they kind of reach a point where they have to make a change, that's always the manager, especially because, keep in mind, they got rid of Hyde's staff at the end of last season. So that was kind of a warning shot. I remember texting somebody else in media and saying, okay, well, what happens if Hyde is fired mid-season? Yeah. They have a whole bunch of coaches with no experience, and that's exactly what happened. I mean, I didn't think that he would be fired before Memorial Day, but you kind of saw that as the first warning shot that this wasn't a perfect marriage anymore between Hyde and Elias. It was, we're going to take some of your coaches off the staff. We're going to get rid of some of these coaches, and we're going to bring in who we want to bring in. And a lot of those guys, you know, good guys, did not have the experience necessary. So this, in my mind, really started when they got swept out of the playoffs last year.
So it certainly begs some questions. One of which being, well, if these were the guys who set their rebuild on fire, can they be the ones to, like, salvage what's left of this forest and build, you know what I mean, and rebuild it for the future? Like, Mike Elias has a lot of work to do between now and the trade deadline. Is there an argument to be made that, like, the arsonist shouldn't be allowed to step back foot in that forest?
Yeah, I think there's an argument to be made. Sorry, I'm outside and there was a bus going by. I don't want you guys to hear this really loud school bus.
No worries. Thank you.
No, I think this is going to be a trade deadline where Mike Elias is simply going to have to try to save his job, because he did rebuild this team. He did get this franchise into a better position than when he got here. Like, let's be honest, he built up that farm system. He, you know, they finally built up the international. Some of the infrastructure and the analytics and things that they weren't doing were done. However, what we haven't seen, and this goes back to, you know, ever since they got good, the trade deadline that they trade away Trey Mancini when they could have gone for it, they have not been aggressive and they have not done well at the trade deadline. And so really it's 3 trade deadlines in a row, if you look at it, that they have not performed. And that is a big spot for a GM. It is one thing to do, and I think, you know, nobody can really complain about the job that Mike Elias did in turning this franchise around quickly and getting their farm system turned around quickly. However, that's one skill for a GM. You also need to be able to pull the trigger and trade from that prospect capital and not hoard it and know when it's time to go. And Elias kept saying that this was time to go, and we haven't seen that. We've seen these tiny little moves, you know. Last year when they kind of acquired all these guys, it really felt like quantity and not quality. Yeah. Getting relievers that the Phillies didn't want. Well, the Phillies were in contention, right?
Yes.
Getting these reclamation projects, I think. Zach Eflin, that was a good trade with Tampa Bay. I thought that was under the radar. That happened before the trade deadline, of course, so people kind of forgot about it. But, you know, getting Jack Flaherty, not being able to fix him, even though the Tigers fixed him. You know, getting Trevor Rogers, really having issues with him as well. So I think, when you look at, even though he did have a good start the other day, I think when you look at what they've done, they've decided that pitching almost is secondary. And everyone who's ever watched a big league game knows that you need pitching. So if you're not going to pay for it, if you're not going to develop it, then you better trade for it. And I don't know how they are not the team that ended up with Garrett Crochet, given their needs, given the prospect capital that they have, right? Like, so I think, you know, there is a huge blind spot that we've seen with Mike Elias in his front office in terms of pitching and acquiring it and being aggressive with it and knowing that they need front-end pitching. And this trade deadline is going to be interesting. They are more than likely going to be selling for parts without going into a full rebuild, right? They're going to try to sell free agents to be, provided they don't go on a crazy tear here. And we haven't really seen Elias do that. Is he going to be able to maximize what he gets back? You know, regardless, guys, unless this team has an incredible turnaround and goes to the World Series, we're now looking at another lost year in the window of this young core. And we are now looking at a lot of young players who have not taken that step forward that everyone kind of expected. So they are very quickly becoming a cautionary tale. So I think that this is going to be a season where Mike Elias, the pressure's all on him now. He fired Brandon Hyde, right? It is now all on him. The spotlight is all on him. And right now, I think he's going to have to figure out a way to save his job. I don't know new ownership's thinking. We don't know how aggressive they are, right? We know that there's no point in making a midseason change, even if they've decided they're going to move on from him. But is there a way for him to stay? I don't know. And we're going to see over the next couple of months how Mike Elias reacts when he's under the microscope like he's never been before.
Britt, I think that's my biggest concern. You bring up the trade deadlines. You look at this past offseason that was a disaster. We still have yet to see a contract extension given to any of this young core. Mike Elias seems very dug in about wanting to do it his way, but we heard after he'd let Brandon Hyde go that, hey, we're going to look at everything in the organization, how we operate, what can we do different? That being said, can a leopard change its spots in this situation? Do you think that Mike Elias will change and be more aggressive in the ways that you're outlining?
That's what ownership's going to have to decide, right? Is this lip service or is this going to be the guy that takes us forward? Because there's almost nothing he can do between now and the end of the season that's really going to prove that. They're not good. They're not a contending team right now. So he's not going to go out and be this aggressive buyer at the trade deadline, right? So we're not going to get to see that. It's really going to depend on, does David Rubenstein and the rest of that group think that he can do this? Because if they don't, then they need to move on quickly. And I don't know, it really is the answer to that. I don't know if he's capable of all of a sudden being this aggressive guy who spends all this money when, you know, we know they came from Houston and we know that Houston did a great job of building from within, but people forget that the Astros spent money when the Astros wanted to spend money. And, you know, people forget that Jim Crane, when he wanted Justin Verlander, went out and got Justin Verlander, right? Like, went out and paid premiums for pitching. So I think a lot of this is going to depend on ownership and whether they think that Mike Elias can change. I don't know how he can prove it to them. I've thought about this between now and, you know, September, October. Like, there's really not a whole lot he can do. We talked about the deadline. They're going to be, you know, like, even if they'll say they turn this around and they're going to be buyers, they're going to be like tiny buyers. Like, because they're not going to all of a sudden catapult and have a 10-game lead in the American League East, right? If only they had a season where they won 100-plus games. Oh, wait, they did. They weren't aggressive that year either.
Right.
You know, like, it feels like they were almost, I don't want to say smug about it, but so self-assured that this group, I remember being in Texas when they got swept 2 years ago, and there was almost no, like, remorse. It was like, well, we were lucky we got in it this year. We're going to have plenty more years. Well, no. Like, then you become the Toronto Blue Jays. So we remember we heard for years about that young core with the Toronto Blue Jays, and they never did anything, right? Like, that is what you're going to become. And it felt like they were like, well, we're just at the beginning of this window. And that was the message when they got swept in Texas. And it was like, okay, I guess. And then last year it was like, well, we're going to learn from these mistakes. We're going to get rid of a couple coaches and that's it. And it's like, okay, well, what is the excuse this year? These guys are now in their third year. We're now wasting another year of this window. So I think that Elias is going to have to do more than say, oh, we're going to change. I think he's going to have to show to ownership a real plan for how they're going to change. And the question becomes, is it too late? Because, you know, you're looking at another year closer to free agency for a lot of these guys, like, as you mentioned, that you haven't signed and you don't expect to sign a lot of them, certainly not the Boris clients like the Gunnar Hendersons. So, you know, you look at it and you're like, okay, well, are we going to retool and go all in for 2026? And that's about it here with this group, you know, like it's really almost can't be undone what they've done to a certain extent in wasting these years.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, not having that urgency last year at the trade deadline was just confounding because you went out and you got Corbin Burns. And I want to give him credit for that. That was an aggressive move. That was a let's win now move. You knew you only had him for a year, so you did trade some prospects. But then you went out and you just didn't do enough at the deadline. Like, that signals to the team that you don't really believe in it. I remember texting a guy in there, and I think it was this past trade deadline. It was either that or two trade deadlines ago. Either way, they were in it, and they should have been aggressive. And he said, well, it's better than nothing, with like a laughing emoji. Like, it was just like, you know, like you have a chance to. And I've been around these teams, you know, I've covered baseball for 15 years. I was on the Orioles beat for 10 years. I was on the Nationals beat. You can give teams a shot in the arm internally in that clubhouse by believing in them and going all in at the deadline. And when you do what they've done, it really sends the message of just like, oh, well, maybe we can get it done. Maybe we can't, right? Like, it's just like very wishy-washy. And it never felt like this is our time. We've got young guys. We're going to go all in. We're going to scare the rest of this division. You know, you look at the Orioles now and people just keep wondering, like, what happened? How are the hitters regressing, right? How are there no veterans in there that are able to stop the bleeding? Like, how is this the coaching staff's fault when you already fired coaches last year, right? So a lot of it has to be on this front office and on the systems that they have in place. And, you know, I don't know how you can say we're going to like blow up everything and redo everything when you're, you know, this many years in to doing it this one way. So they're really at an interesting spot, guys. It's really, I don't know. Are they going to get a World Series out of this current window? Like you, if I had asked you a year ago, you would have said, yeah, sure. 2 years ago, you would have been even more confident, but every year you get less and less confident that this group is getting closer to that. They're moving farther away from those goalposts.
Well, man, it's getting fun. Brittany Giroli, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate
Preach.
It. Yeah.
No, we're with you. 1,000%. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Hey, coming up next, I don't know if you follow that. Guys. It's T-Bone time.
Good luck, Bone.
Yeah, TMI, TIM, and what you got?
I'm just talking about a silly
what she
movie.
Said.
Yeah.
Ben, you missed the scene last week, dude, talking about this movie, St. Elmo's Fire, that
well, he don't watch
sent
movies.
Off a bleep storm. Well,
it would be funny to see what he thinks of it, though.
You
if he
guys
watch it with his girlfriend.
Yeah. Yes, it actually would be. You guys tasked me with watching another Brat Pack movie, and it was The Breakfast Club, and I watched it this morning. I'll
hysterical.
Give you my thoughts next on the fan.
Brittany Giroli took a flamethrower to the Orioles, but now it's T-Bone time. TMI with TIM, the floor is yours.
A lot lighter topic here with The Breakfast Club I watched this morning. How this all started, this was last week, Wednesday, had my movie club, and the theme was Brat Pack movies.
Yes.
So watched Pretty in Pink before, then we watched St. Elmo's Fire, and during one of the breaks on Thursday, I asked you guys, hey, you guys ever seen St. Elmo's Fire?
It's came the out, funniest movie I've ever seen in my life.
It came out in 1985. And I thought that movie was hilarious.
Yep.
Just it was your Coming to America.
A really fun watch and just no
a comedic romp.
No continuity. It was insane. And you guys were incredulous.
Yes.
And Jimmy Patsos, who came in.
Well,
studio.
Jimmy Patsos lived it.
Yes, he did. He worked at that bar.
He told you that was real.
But you know better.
Yeah.
But he knows better.
28-year-old Bone knows better than the guy who worked at the bar.
Right.
So then you guys asked me to watch The Breakfast Club, which has a lot of the Brat Pack in it. And I watched it this morning, and I thought it was actually a really good movie.
It is.
I really enjoyed this movie. It did have funny moments.
Yes.
I wouldn't say it's a comedy.
Well, the principal's funny.
The principal's hilarious.
Yeah.
It had some funny moments, but then when they were all gathered around in that circle and having all those heartfelt things, I thought it was a very cute movie. That was a coming of age movie, like young kids.
That was coming of age high school.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
St. Elmo's Fire is coming
post-college.
Of age, post-college, going to
age.
Grad school.
No,
what am I going to do with my life?
No, but that was like just so
yes,
much.
Please tell us, Bob.
It was so much ridiculousness.
Yeah.
Where this was like very, it was more what you would think of a coming of age movie.
Don't
and
you think these were stereotypical white kids? It's just like St. Elmo's Fire was stereotypical white kids. Again, skewed, hyper Lily White.
Absolutely. 100%. I don't even know if there was any non-white in the Breakfast Club, to be honest with you.
Well, you got four kids in a detention, for five kids or whatever.
It wasn't really that big of a cast. But no, I of the Brat Pack movies, Pretty in Pink, St. Elmo's Fire, Breakfast Club, I would have Breakfast Club's
the best one.
In terms of the best. Now, I did have the most fun experience with St. Elmo's Fire, though. Yeah. I'd still stand by that.
Right. Who was your favorite Breakfast Club character?
Yes. Ooh, that is a very good question. I kind of like the nerd, to be honest.
Anthony Michael Hall.
Yeah, I kind of like the nerd. He had like his little moments there.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher was funny. Emilio Estevez looked like he was like
a principal.
What are you talking about?
Whatever the heck. It works at the school. Emilio Estevez looked like he was 30 in this high school movie. The bully. He was good. I liked
Judd
him.
Nelson.
Judd
Nelson.
Yeah, I mean, it was not all, exactly.
Oh, him and Emilio Estevez were also in St. Elmo's Fire. Yes.
Yes. And Molly Ringwald, right?
I don't think she was
in St. Elmo's Fire.
She's not.
She Ally was in Pretty in Pink.
Ally Sheedy was in both.
Yes, yes. So I probably would say the nerd was my favorite.
Okay. I guess I would probably say Judd Nelson. I mean, bully, but a little bit misunderstood. Still, in the end, had a decent heart.
Yeah, I guess.
Also had an anthem song bone.
Well, Emilio Estevez was also kind of a bully, but I didn't.
Oh,
I feel
totally.
Like, well, I feel like he didn't. He was the jock.
Yeah,
right. But
the
I feel like
jock.
He had less redeeming qualities than the like alternative bully.
Yes, I guess.
Kind of gothy, but not really gothy, because gothy is Ally Sheedy.
Yes.
Well, she remembered the dandruff thing. She
was putting all that on the art.
Snowing.
And then Molly Ringwald ended up makeup
prom queen
doing her up and everything. Yeah. Changed her mold. But I thought it was a really good movie. I can understand why it is a classic.
It wasn't the chuckle fest though that St. Elmo's Fire was.
No, no, no. It was not a chuckle fest. It was to be taken seriously.
I feel like Breakfast Club and Say Anything are the two best of that genre.
Say Anything's a great movie.
It's also coming. I mean, that's very much coming of age, high school, finding yourself, like the
Ione
different
Sky, Bon.
Was that Brat Pack?
Not really. No.
That's John Cusack.
Ione Sky. There's some other people. I think.
Oh,
the guy Booger. I think isn't he in that? The guy who played Booger in the
one who plays his friend. She got pretty famous. Joe Lies When He Cries.
Yeah,
I'm terrible with names of actresses. But she became
a really successful actress.
Anyway, that's
a good movie.
That would be a good segue. When you get together with your little group there of Know Nothings next, see if you all can laugh at Say Anything.
We already have Lily Taylor
next month.
Very accomplished actress.
Yeah.
We already have our theme next month.
What's next month?
I think it's actually kind of serious.
How are you making fun of the boomers this time? What are you doing to make fun of the boomers this time?
No, it's not making fun of the boomers.
It's a lot of boomer hate going on.
What is it?
I'll tell you guys during the break.
It's going to be off air?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Huh? What is it, X-rated?
No, it's not X-rated.
Something really serious that Bone's going to find hysterical is what it's going to be.
It's Eat the Rich, which I guess, Jason, you think.
I'm down with that. What's controversial about that?
Yeah. Movies criticize capitalism, explore wealth and power, and highlight class conflict, social inequity,
what are you
going to
say?
And privilege. First movie is Snowpiercer. I don't know what that is.
I don't know that. And Trading Places would be interesting.
And Triangle of Sadness is the one.
I don't know either
together.
Of those movies.
They're newer ones, yeah. They're all newer ones.
Trading Places, I think, would fit that genre.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a real good one. That's a real good one. Hey, coming up next, if you didn't get enough of Bone, there's more. It's Bounce Back, Fall Back. He hosts next here on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.